Good morning. This is Pastor Jesse, and this is March 21st, 2020. And I have a lot of things swirling around in my head this morning, thinking of Easter coming up, and excited, Lord willing, to worship with all of you. I'm praying that that the Lord does allow us to meet together for Easter, and that our 2 weeks of not being able to meet together will just give us a greater longing to be together in worship. But as I consider Resurrection Sunday and all that that means for us as believers, as we consider the resurrection of our Lord and how we are in Christ and resurrected with Him spiritually, and one day will be physically, I've just been thinking through that in regards to what's happening in our world today and how we're to respond in light of things like that. We recently read and studied 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'd like to just read some of this for you again. 1 Peter 4:7, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." You know, this time of social distancing is giving us a new way and new opportunities to love our neighbors, to show hospitality in creative ways. And I pray that you are looking for those ways to serve our neighbors, to serve one another in the body of Christ, and to put others before yourself. These are certainly trying times, but they are times of great opportunity. And I am excited to see us as the body of Christ reach out to one another and reach out to people in our community in ways that we haven't done before. And so I'm just praying for myself and for each one of you that the Lord would give us a firm resolve and a strong conviction to put our faith into practice as we consider the fact that we soon will be with the Lord. And I say the word soon, and of course that's a qualified soon, because we don't know what that means, if that's tomorrow or if that's yet 1,000 years down the road. What we do know is things like viruses and diseases and plagues, pandemics, are all part of the birth pangs that are described in the book of Matthew as something that points us to the soon return of Christ. And as those who have trusted in Christ, we don't fear that day. We look forward to it with great, great anticipation. And it gives us motivation and opportunity to reach out to others around us with the good news of Jesus Christ. As I've been considering what message to bring on Resurrection Sunday, the Lord has given me a couple different passages, and you'll hear more of those coming up. But I was thinking of where we finished our Easter service last year, and you may not remember this, but I finished by reading part of 1 Corinthians 15. And I'd just like to read that for you again, and then I want to move to reading for you one more prayer out of the book, The Valley of Vision. So let me read from 1 Corinthians 15 first. Verse 50. "I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I love how all through the epistles, through the letters in the New Testament, there's always a connection between a focus on the Lord's return and how that affects my life today. And the Apostle Paul here uses it to say, with thinking of the Lord's soon return and our victory in Christ, that we're to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These are some amazing truths that should propel us to active service for the Lord, not to cowering in the corner, fearful, afraid for our own lives. No, it should propel us forward in ministry, to saying, in one sense, I am invincible. And until the Lord calls me home, his hand of protection is on me. Now, I'm not saying to be foolhardy. We are to take due precautions, as we've been encouraged and exhorted to by our governing leaders. But as a believer, I am not fearful in any way, because I know that God's hand is on me to protect me until the day that he calls me home, whether that's his return or it's my death here on this earth. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I rejoice in giving myself for the sake of his kingdom. And I pray that that's your heart as well. And I know it is. And I want to just share with you one other prayer from the book, The Valley of Vision. It's called The Second Coming. O Son of God and Son of Man, thou wast incarnate, didst suffer, rise, ascend for my sake. Thy departure was not a token of separation, but a pledge of return. Thy word, promises, sacraments show thy death until thou come again. That day is no horror to me, for thy death has redeemed me. Thy spirit fills me. Thy love animates me. Thy word governs me. I have trusted thee, and thou hast not betrayed my trust. Waited for thee, and not waited in vain. Thou wilt come to raise my body from the dust and reunite it to my soul by a wonderful work of infinite power and love, greater than that which bounds the ocean's waters, ebbs and flows the tides, keeps the stars in their courses, and gives life to all creatures. This corruptible shall put on incorruption, this mortal immortality, this natural body a spiritual body, this dishonored body a glorious body, this weak body a body of power. I triumph now in thy promises, as I shall do in their performance, for the head cannot live if the members are dead. Beyond the grave is resurrection, judgment, acquittal, dominion. Every event and circumstance of my life will be dealt with. The sins of my youth, my secret sins, the sins of abusing thee, of disobeying thy word, the sins of neglecting ministers' admonitions, the sins of violating my conscience, all will be judged. And after judgment, peace and rest, life and service, employment and enjoyment for thine elect. O God, keep me in this faith and ever looking for Christ's return. My dear brothers and sisters, I pray that your mind is set on Christ today and that you are eagerly anticipating his near return. God bless you.